WNYC's Jim O'Grady is here now, and he's going to give us a news story through a quiz. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, so you're asking me questions. Do we need to set a timer or anything?
Right now. Go.
Okay, go.
All right, Richard, is it true that some people fear black cats and many people superstitiously connect black cats to bad luck?
Yes. You brought sound effects.
Richard, is it also true that the movie Black Panther is a box office smash and a cultural phenomenon?
Of course, yes.
As a result of the movie's success, is the internet aflame with stories about how black cats are the latest fad? How before black cats in animal shelters were hard to place, but now, thanks to the movie, people are running out and adopting their own miniature Black Panthers.
I know how fads go. I'm assuming yes.
Yes, the internet is aflame with those stories. Are these stories true?
Yes.
Oh.
What was that, a lion? What was that?
That was a hiss.
Oh, okay.
They're internet true, meaning they're not true, and that's according to the ASPCA in New York.
But I want them to be true.
Hold on, Richard. There is a bright side. The ASPCA says people already like black cats, that, quote, black cats are adopted more than any other color animal. Next question. Is this ASPCA senior manager Joey Texera?
Hi, how are you?
I'm assuming it is.
And is this his chihuahua, Jack, barking in the background of my phone call with him?
Yeah, that's Jack. I recognize Jack.
Oh, you know Jack.
Yeah.
Texera says more black cats come into the shelter in the first place, and that is what feeds the myth that black cats are unwanted.
How is that?
Listen, he'll explain it with math.
If you have four black cats and one white cat, and a black cat and a white cat both get adopted, the perception is that because there are still more black cats, that those are being overlooked, which isn't actually the case.
Richard, final question. Mm-hmm. Are black cats legitimately cute?
Yes.
I would say so.
Absolutely.
And will you go out right now with me to adopt one?
No.
No.
WNYC's Jim O'Grady. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.